Ricky Rodriguez, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with me today. First, what inspired you to run for city council member at large?
I think there was a lot of things that inspired me to run. I think most off the love for my town and the direction that I would like to see this town go.
Tell me more about the direction you'd like to see the town go.
I'd like to see more of a downtown than just 7th Street. I'd like to see it spread up all the way to 11th Street and just see more vibrant businesses happening. Also, we have beautiful mountains. We have two rivers. And I would like to see more of an adventure town and start promoting it that way, more than just the hot springs. I was thinking more of a adventure as paddleboarding, rafting, kayaking, mountain biking, paragliding, skydiving, physical adventures.
Right. So what I'm hearing is that you would like to promote businesses that have more of an outdoor recreation feel.
Correct. I want to promote health. I want this town to be healthier. I want to do more activities, promote more events that have to do with the activities that we have going on here in town. So I would like to see more bike races. I would like to see more paddleboard races, just anything that's more inspiring and promotes health.
What do you think, Ricky Rodriguez, are the most pressing issues facing Glenwood Springs?
Infrastructure, I think our roads. I think that's probably one of the biggest issues that we're having right now, and how it's going to get funded. The tax rates are going up. That's a pretty big issue that we have. And are we going to lay that on the shoulders of the citizens here of Glenwood Springs? Find maybe a different way of taking care of that tax without stressing the citizens and giving such a bump up with the water taxes coming up.
Tell us a little bit more about that and how you would approach that if elected.
Well, I think it's the raising our water tax about 56%, which is extremely high. And it's extremely high for businesses, people that have set salaries. It's high. One way I think we could take care of that is we're tourist-based here in town. So if we could find a way to tax the tourists, that would be pretty beneficial for us. A few years ago, there was a road tax that was coming out of the tourists. I believe it was like 70% coming from tourists alone, and somehow that failed. So I would like to see that come back into effect and do it right. Another way is to make downtown more viable. Bringing more businesses will bring more tax revenue. That would also help out instead of just tourists coming in and focusing on 7th Street and the pools. We could spread them out throughout the town, and the whole town could be more prosperable, and it would bring more tax revenue.
So sales tax for you is a solution, but taxing residents or having residents pay a higher fee for water in their residences is not a good idea. Am I hearing you correctly?
Correct. I mean, there's things that we could do to lower water rates as well. That's up to the individual, and not wasting water on lawns and exterior.
So water conservation.
Mm-hmm.
How would you go about encouraging people to conserve water?
Well, you tell them that you're going to raise their water taxes. If we don't start saving water, that's a good way.
So you would be in favor of, if a person uses more than a certain amount of water every month, then their water fee goes up?
Yes.
Monday night during the forum with your opponent, Shelley Kaup, you mentioned that you think there's too much growth in Glenwood Springs, or that the city's not handling it right. Can you expound on that?
Yeah. Glenwood's going to grow regardless. You know, the population is going to get more dense. It's going to happen naturally. But I still want to make it feel like a small town, keep the beauty of the town.
And what does that look like for you?
It means not overbuilding, not building on every empty lot that we have. Over by Two Rivers Park, I know that that's going to be pretty vacant, the confluence.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that doesn't get overdeveloped, because I heard that they're trying to build apartments there. To have a confluence in the middle of a town is very rare. So I think it would do it unjust to build on it unless it's for the community.
Any other issues that you see facing Glenwood right now?
I mean, there's so many issues that I've been made aware of this past few months since I started running. I think just to unite the community a little bit better after what we had going on in our country with federal, with all the elections and the diversity that has been going on throughout the states. I would like to see Glenwood not necessarily be a town that takes left or right, but more center of the road. You know, I think that's what will separate us from any other towns and any more issues, is to meet in the middle instead of looking towards one party as the solution.
Well, can you give me an example?
Well, we got Republicans and we got Democrats. They think completely different. I would like for that not to be the issue here in town. I would like to have us as a community above everything else, above which party you side with.
Are you talking about the residents of the town or the city council? Because the city council is nonpartisan.
True, but for some reason, it doesn't feel that way. As I was running, people were asking me if I was Republican or Democrat.
Interesting.
And that was going to sway them to which way they vote. I was like, well, I'm for the town. It's nonpartisan position. I'm for the town, for the community above everything else.
How would you go about working to unite the community and sort of rise above the Republican-Democrat split?
You meet with leaders on both parties. You know, you meet with everybody. I meet with everybody. That's what I am. I don't care what party you're affiliated with. I had a gal ask me that she would vote for me, but she didn't like who I socialized with. And I was like, wow, I socialize with everybody. And the position I'm taking is a nonpartisan. So that's been a lot of the feedback I've gotten lately.
So unifying the town sounds like it's a key piece of your platform.
I think so.
Okay.
I think if you have a strong community, you have the community's the backbone. And I think that would unify everybody.
So what do you see yourself accomplishing if you're elected?
My main platform would be on building the downtown, to continue to build the downtown. We've already spent a lot of money on 7th Street. We need to start spreading the love up the road, up and down the road.
Spreading
left
the love?
Right.
Did you just say spreading the love? Okay.
Yeah, we gotta spread it. We gotta get more businesses. I think a way of doing that is one of the issues that I ran into with my business is some of the fees they charge for build outs.
Tell me more about that.
I'm working on a project right now, and the city is trying to charge me a certain amount of money to open up a deck on my place for water and sewer, which is difficult because I haven't even started construction. You know, you're already in the hole before you even pick up a hammer.
So you would like to see that change for other businesses?
Yeah, incentive for people to come in and open up a business, a mom and pop shop downtown. You know, make it a little bit simpler for them to do so.
Any other changes you would like to see in our community over the next 5 to 10 years?
I think that's a good start.
Yeah, I think it's a good start.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be quite a project. But it's already started. I mean, I'm not happy about all the banks downtown. I don't think we need more banks downtown. I believe they should be on the outskirts of town where you could have a drive-through going through. Even towards the Vaudeville, if we could get more businesses up towards them, they already started picking up the slack downtown further south of the interstate.
Now, you own Native Sun, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how long has that business been down there? It was Loyal Brothers for a while.
So when I first started Loyal Brothers, I found the building in 2007, and I started to build out on December 2007. I opened April of 2008, and then it was Loyal Brothers all the way until 2018 until I finished putting in a kitchen, and I renamed it, rebranded it Native Sun.
Anything else you'd like to add, Ricky Rodriguez, who is running for city council member at large?
I think me running for city council has a great benefit just because of the amount of time that I put into this town. I feel I have a big reach with the citizens of this town that not a lot of people have.
All right. Thank you very much, Ricky Rodriguez.
Thank you for the interview.
I really appreciate your taking the time.
You know what I do like when I interview? I like more of a conversation. I think that's one thing I've been getting better at, because I've sat down with almost all of the council members, and it's just more of a conversation that we're having. We're speaking about issues. So that's one thing I do enjoy doing, is just having a conversation. So, but thank you. Thank you for the interview.